There's well over 2 years until UEFA Women's Euro 2017 begins in the Netherlands, but we now know the draw for the qualifying group stage as 40 teams compete for the 15 berths in expanded finals alongside the hosts. The eight group winners qualify automatically, as do the six best runners-up, with the other two runners-up playing off the remaining places. Group 1 matches Iceland, Scotland, Belarus, Slovenia and FYR Macedonia. The key matchup is Iceland and Scotland, who have missed out in heartbreaking fashion in the last two playoffs. Scotland are fast improving though and reached the FIFA Women's World Cup qualifying playoffs. Belarus only just missed out in the 2013 Euro playoffs and Slovenia made it in 2009. But Iceland remain group favourites and coach Freyja Alexandersson struck a confident note.
Yeah, we're pretty confident about it. We are preparing well and hopefully we'll be there. Our goal is to be in Holland 2017, no doubt about that.
Spain, Finland, Republic of Ireland, Portugal and Montenegro are in group two. Spain, having not qualified for 16 years, made the quarterfinals in 2013 and have now reached their first World Cup in some style. Finland have reached the last eight in three UEFA Women's Euros running, having never previously qualified, but Ireland and Portugal are both capable of good results. Finland coach Andre Jiglerts.
Always like that. It's a thing that you cannot put any effort on doing anything about which team you're going to play against. And of course it is a tough group. I think that Spain is a very good team, but I also know that Ireland and Portugal is good teams that we will really struggle with. So I think it will be very interesting and an open group. So it's important that we perform on our highest level in all games. And I think that's what women's football has developed to. So there is no easy games that you can go and just pick up the goal games and points. And it will be a really interesting group.
France are clear favourites in Group 3, up against 2009 qualifiers Ukraine, fast-improving Romania, Greece and Albania, while Group 4 brings a rematch of the opening game in the 2013 finals, Sweden against Denmark. Sweden coach Pierre Sundhage.
Well, this time we've got another good group, a strong group. Denmark, we just played them, and a lot of experience, good players. Tied them the last time, and then Poland, of course. Young team, you know, playing the U15, you know, European Championship and doing very well. So for the second time we'll have Poland in the group and that will be a very tough group. But we're looking forward to the good competition.
And Slovakia are also in Group 4 with Moldova, who entered their maiden UEFA Women's Euro after several years without a fixture of any kind and won their preliminary round group. Germany have been European champions since March 1995, winning six titles in a row, and the unlucky teams against them in Group 5 are Russia, Hungary, Turkey and Croatia. Russia lost 9-0 in Germany at the start of 2015 World Cup qualifying, but have still made the last two UEFA Women's Euros via the playoffs. Italy, who have never failed to reach the last date of UEFA Women's Euro ever since the first edition in 1984, are top seeds in Group 6. But while the Azzurri failed to make the 2015 World Cup, second seed Switzerland did qualify, their first ever major tournament. And Martina Vos Tecklenburg has really produced a formidable team with the likes of Lara Dickenmann and Ramona Backman at the top of their game. It will therefore be tough for the Czech Republic, Northern Ireland and preliminary round winners Georgia. England are warm favourites for Group 7, where they meet Estonia, who unlike England have an English coach in Keith Bowenas, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Serbia, who did hold England 2-2 in 2013 qualifying, and a Belgium team who impressed in World Cup qualifying. Coach Even Sir-Niels.
Yes, of course. We did some good results the last year, so that's also the reason why we are in Group 2. So the girls have worked for us. So now our next stage we want to do is go to a great championship in 2017.
Finally, Group 8, with 2013 runners-up Norway and Austria, who made the playoffs. There is also a Wales team that were transformed by former coach Jarmo Matikainen and who are now managed by former captain Jane Ludlow. Israel and Kazakhstan make up that group. All the qualifiers will be played between September 2015 and September 2016 with the playoffs the following month. Netherlands are definitely in the finals. There's 162 games to go before the other 15 contenders are settled.